This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So I saw this this tweet yesterday. I'm not sure if Cakes saw this or not. Mm-hmm. It was kind of directed at Cakes, and I got a kick out of it. Okay. I think this guy might be onto something for you, Cakes. It's
okay.
Possible.
All right.
Okay.
I'd like to hear this.
You know, what is your favorite order from McDonald's?
Oh, I mean, everybody knows this. Hamburger, Happy Meal, right. Large Diet Coke. Sometimes I'll cheat a little bit with extra fries instead of apple slices.
Right.
And I also like to, as a little add-on, I like the buffalo sauce to dip my fries in.
Okay.
It's kind of tasty.
And what is the order? What is that called? You said it's a bargain,
it's like
right?
$4.99.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy says it kills him every time you say this.
Okay, I know where you're going. I've seen
you can
this guy
get the
chime
double
in.
Cheeseburger.
Okay.
Bigger fries.
Okay, I have a response to this guy.
Four-piece nuggets and a drink.
He's anti-cheese.
No. For $4.99.
No, it's not even that.
Just get the double hamburger, I'm sure. They could do it.
Does this temple look like it needs all of that extra food? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that it's I understand
better value.
Trust me, I like value. Yeah. I understand the value component of the meal deal. Do I really need to eat a double cheeseburger, four more nuggets, bigger fries?
So it's a
conscious effort when I go to McDonald's because I love me some McDonald's.
Yeah,
but I can't go in and get a Big Mac and,
so
and a large
you like
order
the built in governor that it,
yeah,
that it has.
It kind of it limits what I'm going to eat.
Okay, so you're
know
not necessarily
saying?
Doing it for the value.
It's not
you're
about
doing
the value.
It because
not,
you like I mean, the portions.
The portions work for
the
me.
The portions are appropriate.
Without
okay,
me feeling
then I back
like,
off.
Like a total glutton when I go
all
to
right.
McDonald's.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like anybody else, I can easily go off the rails when I pull up to the McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
I feel like this order kind of keeps me disciplined, but I still get to enjoy everything that McDonald's has to offer.
I didn't realize they still had a $5 menu.
Now,
that's amazing.
Trust me, sometimes when I do the Happy Meal, I have done an add-on with like the four nuggets. Because sometimes the Happy Meal leaves you wanting a little bit more.
Well, that's kind of the idea.
Yeah, I understand.
Would you ever consider it? You probably won't because you just think it's too much.
I might consider it, but like...
You don't do cheeseburgers.
I don't need a double cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? Just a standard McDonald's hamburger works for your boy. It's right. actually
it's,
perfect.
Eric, it's not a real... It's like a value meal. It's smaller than
hamburger.
All the
right, but it's probably
it.
Still bigger than what he's getting.
Probably.
I love Cakes. I can't ever get with what he's doing there. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just trying to point it out.
Yeah.
He's trying to limit his calories.
Yeah,
I heard him.
He's just trying to.
All right. So you like the portions?
No, it's a snack. That's what it is. It's bigger than a snack. It's less than a meal.
Yeah, I can
you
see
consider
that.
It a meal?
Oh, I can see like. The other day, it was my lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
100% it was my lunch.
Right, okay.
It has snackish qualities, though. I mean, I kind of agree with Valdez. Like, as you're eating it, you're like, this isn't a lot of food. Like, I might need a little more in the engine
so you're
at some
saying,
point.
Drab, you're saying that even the $5 deal, which is the double cheeseburger, a little bit bigger fries, And the four-piece nuggets.
It's a small fry and a tiny drink. It's probably all the same size as the Happy Meal.
But it's just more food. Plus you get the double cheeseburger and you get the four nuggets. Yeah.
By the way, most of their meals are like $10-$11.
That's what I'm thinking. It's a pretty good deal.
I get it.
I thought what you were going to bring up was the way I was just getting attacked yesterday for ordering the Wagyu skirt steak at Voltaggio.
Right.
So our guy Winedonk, who listens, I think he's San Diego based, been listening to the show forever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's like wine connoisseur, like foodie type of guy.
All right.
So he chimed in. He said, a Wagyu skirt, he actually tweeted, shirt steak, it's actually skirt steak, okay. It's a typo, whatever, is the most tender, juicy cut of beef, is an epic level botch at Junk's Radio, and Money Metal Cakes is 100 the steak king for ordering that.
Oh, well. No.
He said, he's talking about the conversation we had.
Right.
He said that Valdez and Drab were crushing me for ordering a skirt steak, saying it was a cheap, tough cut of beef. They are wrong.
I backed you up because one of my favorite meals is Churrasco.
Mm-hmm.
That's skirt steak.
Right. So good.
Yes.
Especially the Wagyu version. So right. Delicious.
If I need advice on a Pinot Noir, I'll ask his opinion.
Oh, okay.
He's not a butcher.
Oh, you don't respect his food opinion? You only respect
is he the steak?
So he'd be food. Or he should be the wine dog to be chiming in here.
How about you respect the chef at Voltaggio that made it as special?
Yeah. You know, I trust Google.
Do you think the chef at Voltaggio is going to put something bad for a special?
Oh, I know they're
never
not.
Said it. Never said it was bad. You're mishearing what we're saying. We're saying if I was going to get a Wagyu, I would get a filet, not a skirt steak.
And by the way,
it's your preference.
Google says that it's not the absolute toughest cut of meat, but it's relatively tough cut of beef due to its location and the amount of connective tissue it has.
Now, to defend myself, I don't know that a Wagyu filet was an option. I don't know if that was available.
No. And by the way, just because it's on special doesn't mean it's exceptional. It might mean they have to get rid of a bunch of it because it's going to expire soon.
It's possible.
That's what it is.
It's possible. I'm sure he's getting another hookup at a Voltaggio.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed your last meal.
Well, I'm just saying that's what restaurants do.
Yeah.
Like this, our special today is seafood stew because they have a bunch of fish left over from meals that they gotta get rid of.
You think
before
that's usually the reason they have a special is they just have left,
you know, restaurant donks call in right now. Okay. I guarantee you that's why they have specials. Is that they have an excess of something and they got to get rid of it.
I think it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah,
much like
I
when
know.
You go to even a fast food place to bring it back, they'll have specials because it draws you in to buy the product.
I'm pretty sure there's a viral video from Anthony Bourdain talking about the restaurant specials.
Ah,
and he talks about how it's the end of the week.
I don't know.
You don't get the special.
Okay. didn't know that was a thing.
You brought ammo.
Yeah.
Wine donk backing you up.
That's my guy.
I back you up because I'm telling you, I love a Churrasco. And that skirt steak.
Hey, all I know is it was a delicious meal.
Right.
They can say whatever they want. That was a delicious piece of beef that I had.
It probably came from regret. He probably wished they had gotten what you ordered.
Possibly. I don't know.
I'd like to. I'm up for trying it. I just know I generally like a thicker steak than thin. That's my only preconceived notion about it. If you tell me it was super tender and tasty, I believe you.
Well, it certainly was. Yeah. I would order it again.
It has a ton of fat. Did you say there's also like
I don't know the cut I had was not super fatty. It was actually close to perfect.
Really?
All right.
Any other tweets from listeners about cakes?
No, not. And food-related tweets? I don't think so. I think we've got all the bases covered there.
Do you guys like flank steak? We're big.
Oh, I like flank steak,
my wife
too,
buys
yeah.
flank steak all the time. And there maybe there's some...
It's easy to prepare, too.
Maybe
that's
there's
one
some
of the...
similarities between flank steak and skirt steak. Although, I think flank steak's a little thicker. Who knows? Anyway, all right, cakes. I learned about the Wagyu skirt steak.
See, now you know.
And the Happy Meal.
Yep, exactly.
The Happy Meal. I can't get with the Happy Meal.
Yeah.
I can't be a grown ass man and order a Happy Meal. I just can't. I'm against the idea of it.
I'm sure they think I'm weird when I order it and like I would guess most people McDonald's, when they hear a Happy Meal order, they expect an adult to grab it and then to hand it to a kid that's in the car. When I order it, I grab it and I put it on the seat next to me, and then I drive off in shame and eat it in the parking lot. And I don't give it to
any kid. I do know guys, though, that will order from the kids' menu often because it's, you know, half the price.
Or definitely cheaper.
And they'll get like two kids' meals.
Yeah.
At one place, they actually banned the procedure. They're like, you guys can't do that
and
anymore.
And the Diet Coke was so big, I got to bring it to into the poker room. Nice. This is my drink for the first like 10 orbits.
I think I stopped at McDonald's yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. You know what I did? Simply got a chocolate milkshake. Mm. That's one of my go-tos.
I mean, I love to order that.
Yeah, it's so good.
Not a big McDonald's milkshake
guy. I do think, honestly, it's better than Chick-fil-A's. I know some people like Chick-fil-A's. Mm. Maybe Chick-fil-A's more sort of natural or something. You know, God only knows what they're putting in these things. But I'm partial to the McDonald's. Mm.
Got it.
NFL world, there was kind of an interesting trade. It is a smaller trade in that it was an exchange of like late round picks, but the Dallas Cowboys picked up Joe Milton, who got a lot of headlines last year because he's a physical freak and he was a late round pick. But when they ran, you know, the combine, he could throw it farther than anybody. His velocity was faster than anybody. And then when he played for the Patriots in one game, he actually played pretty well.
Yeah. He had a good performance against the Buffalo Bills.
Now, it might not mean anything, but he's going to be the backup to Dak Prescott. And people always wondering what's going to happen with Dak Prescott. He's making, you know, a huge salary. I think he's locked in there for a couple of seasons, but there at least have been rumblings that they would move on. So it'll be interesting what happens with Joe Milton. Do you like the move for the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I mean, wasn't it a late round pick? It was a late round pick they gave up to acquire him, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you spend a fifth or sixth round pick on a developmental quarterback that you think has a chance of hitting, and he could be the guy after Dak either leaves or retires. Now, Dak's not that old, but it just shows you that teams are always trying to groom the next quarterback. You can never have enough quarterback talent on your team, so I don't hate the move.
And they moved on from Trey Lance, it appears.
Well, Trey Lance, it just looks like he might want to look into another line of work.
Supposedly, he's on some sort of special list in the CFL. Like, somebody certainly claimed his rights.
Oh.
Now, I don't know that he actually signed with them, but I think someone sort of claimed his rights. And I believe he's currently an NFL free agent.
So, I believe the Patriots received a fifth-round pick. Dallas got Milton and a seventh-round pick in exchange.
Okay.
Milton in his one game was 22 for 29 passing, 241 yards, had a touchdown. He also ran, I think, for 16 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Yeah, he's definitely an intriguing prospect. You don't know how some of these guys are going to develop. Like Anthony Richardson, who was drafted high, hasn't really developed so far for the Indianapolis Colts.
But he also was going to bring him up. He's had good one-off games.
Sure.
You know, at times. Especially, we intrigue guys like Cakes with some of the rushing stuff that he did. He's even had a couple games, I think, where he's passed decently.
One difference between Joe Milton and, let me double check, but I think Joe Milton played more college football than Anthony Richardson.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be hard. Didn't Richardson play like under 20 collegiate games? He did not have an extensive college.
Like 14.
He didn't have an extensive resume Florida.
It was.
I mean, Milton was in college football for 6 years. Now, he didn't play that much. He was in Michigan for 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Played a total of 14 games, then Tennessee for 3 seasons, where, you know, he played 8, 9, and then 12 his last season. Anthony Richardson did not throw nearly the amount of passes in college football that Joe Milton did.
Yeah. And the Cowboys had a vacancy at backup quarterback because Cooper Rush is now Lamar Jackson's backup in Baltimore. So Valdez is going to be a Cooper Rush guy.
Who was your previous backup? It's been a while since it was Huntley, right? Who's been the previous backup to Lamar?
Hold on. Lamar's backup last season. Why am I spacing?
I'm not trying to stump you guys. I just thought it was something.
Josh Johnson.
Okay.
Maybe was former he a mid-season? Was he a mid-season pickup or no?
Josh,
was he there all year?
I think he was there all year.
Hmm. Okay,
that guy's an. You know what? That dude's an NFL survivor.
Right.
He's been on a lot of rosters.
Just to go back to Joe Milton. Joe Milton, you guys only started for 1 year.
Yes.
He was Hendon Hooker's backup at Tennessee and didn't really play much at Michigan. He played in those games because Hendon Hooker in Tennessee was blowing everybody out.
Yeah, he had almost double the pass attempts of Anthony Richardson. I think he had 649 right. pass
so
attempts
it might have
in
been
college
duty, but he just,
in his 6 years. And yeah. even if he's not playing, the experience of 6 years in college versus three.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's still a project, but I don't know.
It's like a backup. It's a flyer.
To get excited about
all of a sudden,
moves.
if you like him, I mean, it seems like Dallas. Look, they just gave Dak Prescott this big bag of money. Was it about a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's going to be there for a while, but he's just one of those intriguing guys because of his physique and because
I think Jason often says this, and I agree with it. If it gets down to your backup, you're pretty much screwed. I know you're trying to prevent that. That's kind of the idea of having an experienced backup. But at the end of the day, if you lose a Dak, you lose a Jalen Hurts, you lose a Lamar, you lose a Jaden Daniels, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys like Mariota could come in on one-offs and play well, but over extended periods.
Well, yeah. If your quarterback's going to be out for the entire year, mm-hmm. that's a death knell. But I mean, if you got to steady the ship,
game or two or something, sure.
Well, like you got 4 weeks and you need somebody to come in and try and go 2-2.
Yeah, go 500. That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Yeah.
I think it's very important, especially if you're getting nicks down, you know, and if the season's just going to keep getting extended and extended.
I think having the right veteran to help you prepare is big time. Marcus Mariota being in the room with Jaden Daniels seemed to be a perfect fit. That's why I thought it was a great, mm-hmm. you know, re-signing to bring him back as the backup. I mean, they're giving him a good amount of money, too.
I mean, backup quarterbacks are making $7-8 million a season.
Some of them.
Yeah.
I thought this was a good signing for the Bears, who have Caleb Williams. They signed Case Keenum
right.
yesterday. He's only
made
$3 million.
I didn't even know he was still in the league.
That guy's been grinding, too.
He was
37
Houston?
Years old.
That's amazing. What a life.
It's hard to even count how many teams Josh Johnson has played for. I think he's been on.
He's up to 14 or 15.
Yeah, right? He's been at least, I was going to say, 13 rosters.
Right.
And Case Keenum's been on a ton, too.
He's been on a lot.
Case Keenum broke into the league with the Houston Texans in 2012.
And
then he was with the Rams.
Yeah.
Back to the Texans, back to the Rams, Vikings, Broncos, Redskins, Browns, Bills, Texans again, Bears.
He's making that side money hustle with Progressive Insurance. It features all the backup quarterbacks like him, Colt McCoy, Jacoby Brissett. Those guys are making a little extra scratch. Good for them.
Cakes, you're usually good at this.
I hope I am. Still am.
Case Keenum career earnings.
Ooh, Case Keenum. Now it's time to get in his pockets. Case Keenum, how many years has he been in the league?
Broke in 2012.
Okay, so he's been like 13
seven
years.
Teams.
Seven teams, 13 years.
Actually, maybe eight if you include this deal with the Bears.
Almost exclusively as a backup. Case Keenum has earned, I'm going to say he's grossed $48.5 million in the NFL.
$54.9
million. Okay.
The outlier year, I mean, the Broncos, when he turned 30, gave him $18 million? Because pretty much he makes between $3 and $6 million every other year.
Yeah.
But he had 1 year where he got $18
million. Nice. How much did you say he's made in his career?
54.
$54.5 million.
Amazing life.
As a backup QB?
It's amazing life.
It's a great life.
Yeah. God bless him. The Skins haven't signed anybody of note in the last day or two, I don't think, right?
Not to my knowledge.
Maybe of they, note, no. They made a couple
sign
of signings.
Offensive lineman or something? Did I see that? Or a defensive end.
Yeah, I think it was on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I'll give you his name again. I saw it. It's a little quiet.
They signed a Zimbabwean rugby player turned
right,
defensive
that's
end.
What it is. Right, yes. It's part of that.
Well, I know this
international program.
Maguranyanga.
I know he's tough. If you're a rugby player turned football player, I know you're a badass. Without
Let's
even looking at
be
the
nice.
Guy.
Let's see if he can make the transition.
Yeah,
it'd be nice if he could.
He'll be Washington's international pathway program player, much like the Chilean tight end who really didn't. Amount Samus Reyes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't really amount to much. But
the other news is your boy Marshawn Lattimore, EB, is changing his
number to two, right?
He's going to be number two.
What number did he wear before?
He was Michael Jordan, wasn't he? 23?
He was 23. Well, he definitely didn't play like Michael
Jordan. If you wear number two, you better be silly. Because if you're not, they're going to equate
you. A lot of
you,
number two jokes.
They're going to equate you to, the other number two, which you don't want to be comped to.
By the way, Valdez, did you see, I don't know, I think this went viral, the video of MJ when he was like in a creek. I don't know if this is old or if it's brand new, but somebody just sent it to me yesterday. And he's on a ditch. He's on the side of a ditch, a little creek area in a golf course. And he's trying to punch it out. And he loses his balance and falls into the water.
Oh, no, he did.
It was so ungraceful.
Michael Jordan?
It was so not MJ-like.
Right. Because you think of him gliding through the air and just being silky smooth.
Well, I mean, you understand why. Because he's on a slope.
Yeah, and balance is off.
Even though, I'm not saying he has a reverse pivot, but when you're on that slope, you're going to fall backwards.
Yeah, gravity's going to take over.
And he miscalculated it. And he went, oh, no. And he fell into the...
Was he all muddy?
Kind of. Salvaged it somewhat, but I mean,
most of his body didn't fall in the water, but his legs definitely do. He's wearing shorts.
So you see it. Yeah, I don't know if it's a brand new video or if it's an old one, but it was sent to me yesterday, and I was just like, oh, poor MJ.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of 5-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It looks like it's about 2 years ago.
Is that
I just
what
saw
it was?
It on YouTube. Yeah, that's when it was posted.
LeBron would never.
I don't think LeBron's a golf guy, right? As far as we know,
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think he's a golf guy.
Steph Curry's silly.
Curry's a beast.
Yeah. He had a big game last night as the Warriors beat the Lakers. Curry scored 37. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Hey, did a young new star take a shot at Juan Soto? We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.